Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Lamed Beis Omen Aleph in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah. And Mitzvah Shem, we're going to conclude the last little bit of Simen Reish Samach and start Reish Samach Aleph. So we begin on the very top line. We're continuing with our discussion of preparations of the person physically himself for Shabbos. And yesterday we spoke about cutting of the nails on Erev Shabbos, on Thursday for your toenails, on Friday for your fingernails. And now the Ramah tells us, Ukishenol tel tziparnov, when you do cut your nails, lo yitol oson kisidron, you don't cut them one and then the adjacent to it and the adjacent to it and the adjacent to it, but you skip around. Instead, v'yaslo b'smol, you start off with your left hand, b'kmitza. The kmitza is the finger which actually would sweep away the remnant of the flour that he had in his hand when he did a kmitza, a handful of flour. He would sweep away with his ring finger, that's why that finger is called the kmitza finger, the excess flour. So you start off with the left hand, with the left ring finger, cut that nail first, and then you skip a finger, and you go, therefore, to the pointer finger on the left hand. Then you skip the thumb, and you go to the pinky on the left hand. Then you go to the middle finger on the left hand, and then you do the thumb on the left hand. And then if you're holding your hands together, like a coin, for example, when he does duchening, so then the next finger from your left thumb would be your right thumb. You skip that, and you go to the pointer finger on your right hand. Then you go to the ring finger on your right hand. You skip the pinky, then you go back to the thumb on the right hand, followed by skipping the pointer finger, getting to the middle finger, skipping the ring finger, and then ending up with the pinky. And as the Ramah will tell us in a second, there's a mnemonic to help you remember this. So this is the order that you do this. So on the left hand, Yaskel b'smol b'kmit. So you're starting off on the left hand with the ring finger, and on the right hand, when you did this procession, the sixth finger that you do, which is the first finger on the right hand, is the pointer finger on the right hand. And the simon for this, the Ramah tells us, the Dalid Beis Hey Gimel Aleph Bismolo, and Ubeis Dalid Ayin Gimel Hey Biyomin. This is brought down the name Abu Dram and the Sefer Hamusar. Now the Mishnah Berurah tells us, as if Katan Ches, that the Tashbeis brings down Kosov Shema Ram Lo Dikbek B'Zeh, that not everybody is medaktik to do it in this way. There are Kabbalistic reasons, as we'll bring down in a second, for doing it in this way, but many were not medaktik. And this also became Kosov Al Ari, and even the great Ari, who was the Kabbalist of Kabbalists, so he wasn't medaktik to do it this way. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, Mikol Mokum Yeshli Zor L'Chatchila, brings down from the Magen Avraham that if one can do it this way, why not? The Yishuv number 18 explains the Tam of the Makbidim, Shaloli told Tzipernayim Kisidron. Why is there this opinion? The Magen Avraham says we should really try to follow. Mishneh Berurah paskins this, that you should try to do this and do every alternating digit starting with a specific finger on the left hand. Why is this done? So he brings down from the Shulchan Aruch Rav, Mipnei Shehi Koshi L'Shichcha. If a person doesn't do this, it could somehow lead to having forgetfulness. And likewise, Rachmona Litzlan, Gorim Likvar Habonim Ulanias Rachmona Litzlan. It could lead to burying children, Rachmona Litzlan, in the lifetime of the parents, and also lead to poverty. So this, again, is something well beyond the realm that I can explain or understand. This is well beyond simple halacha. This is deep Kabbalistic ideas. And again, one has the halachic right to ignore this, as did the Maharam and even the Ari. But certainly, if one wishes to follow this, there are those great poskim, such as the Magen Avraham, the Mishneh Berurah says that one should try to follow this if possible. Now, the simple reading of the Mishneh Berurah, the footnote continues, is that this applies to both the fingernails and the toenails. However, the Chazon Ish says that this Hakpada, which is really brought down over here in the Abu Dram, is really only for the fingernails and not for the toenails. And Chaim Kanievsky Shlita is medakdate from the Lashon of the Ramon, the Darki Moshe, that this is the case. And he doesn't bring down that you should be Zohir for the feet, only for the fingernails, and this also the opinion of Xos HaSholchim. Sif Beis, the Mechaber writes, Kishiyeh somuch l'chashecha, when it gets close to evening time, right before Shabbos, Yishal l'anshe Beis, a person should go, and as we'll see, in a very appropriate, calm tone, talk to the people of his household and ask them, b'loshon raka, in a very soft voice, Isartem, did you take off Trumas and Maestros? Eravtem, did you make the appropriate Erev Chatzeros, or even Erev Tchum, that we may need? Hifrashtem challah, did you take off the challah, the special portion of the dough that's a matnas kahuna that we give in the times of the Beis Hamikdash when people tar that was given to the Kohen? And after he asked these three questions, v'yomer lehem, he tells them, had liku es aner, this is not a question, this is a command, in a soft voice, now is time to go and light the Shabbos candles. Ubamakum Shein Ma'asrin, and the Ramah adds, in a place where they no longer are Ma'asir, we don't deal with Trumus and Ma'asir on a regular basis, Ein Tzarech Lomar Risartim, then it's not a din in the Torah that you have to say this. It was a practical advice to make sure that these Malachos were done before Shabbos started. And therefore, he brings down the name of the Torah that if they weren't taking off Trumus and Ma'asir, then there was no need to say this part of the Mishnah over here that's being quoted from Shabbos, the famous Mishnah of Bamei Madlikim. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Tess explains you should do this close to the setting of the sun, but not too early. Hainu, kodim bein hashmoshos, ba'od vadayom. You should do this while it's still definitely daytime, before the twilight period of time has started. Yishiyah ba'od shehus lahosif michol ha'kodesh, and leaving enough time that you can still accept Shabbos and add a little bit of the weekday of Friday, making it Shabbos, which is a mitzvah Tosefes Shabbos. So why do it so late in the day? Do it at 5 o'clock in the morning. So people shouldn't say, "No, I got plenty of time to do this." So you do it close enough to Shabbos that they don't have time to say, "I'll do it later." But you do it with enough time that there still is time for Tosefes Shabbos after all of these acts, which are melachos, are completed. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Yud tells us that we should do this b'loshon rak, in a very soft voice. So the people in the house shouldn't be terrified of you, and they'll accept your recommendation, your suggestion, your advice over here to please do this now, and that they won't delay doing it. La'olam, the Mishnah tells us unbelievably important advice. La'olam al yatil odom ema yaser b'soch beso. The husband of the house, the father of the house, should not inflict upon the people of his house a unnecessary fear of him, that they're terrified of him. Shemitoch hayira, because they're so terrified of him, if I don't do this, he's going to yell at me, he's going to chas v'shalom get angry. Hey, mechalin Shabbos. They'll end up saying, I forgot to do this, and he's going to get mad at me, I better do it, even though it's Shabbos already. Rachmanu l'slan li techilu Shabbos. U'machil n'yodun dover asulo. I didn't prepare this right, so I'll prepare it wrong, because he's going to get mad, and that's worse than me doing this iser. And it could lead, Rachmanu l'slan, uvon l'day kam averus. All sorts of terrible things could happen, because they have this ema yisera, this unnecessary, inappropriate, excessive fear of the balabais. This idea is certainly one of the most important ideas in all of Shulchan Aruch, and certainly in today's shir. How careful one must be in making sure that his house is a pleasant, loving, enjoyable place, and yet is totally medaktik in all of the mitzvos. Sivkot Yud Aleph. We said, you say, Yisartem, the kol hane ein yochel lasos v'achach Shabbos. The reason for saying these things is you can't do them after it's already Shabbos. And therefore, l'kach yizorez odosom be'erev Shabbos. And therefore, you should make sure that the family takes care of these things, or you take care of them, before Erev Shabbos is over. Sivkot Yud Beis, eravtem. So he tells us, u'b'mekom mosh'ein derech l'haniach eruvich etzeros. In places where they'll make an Erev Chatzeros every Shabbos, they make one, they make one, for example, in most towns that have an Erev, so they don't make a new Erev every Shabbos, they make it an Erev Pesach, and it lasts for the whole year. And likewise, in a situation where there isn't a regular need to make an Erev Tuchumim, so they don't do this. So then also, so the Torah already brought down, as the Ramah stated, that we don't say Yisartim nowadays because we don't take off Trumas and Ma'asers. And a place where you don't make an Erev on a regular basis, or it's already been made and it's made once a year, so you don't have to say either of these two things. So it's funny, we say in Bamei Madlikim, Yisartim Eravtem, and we actually don't say this because it's just simply not necessary based upon our lives. But nevertheless, we still remind ourselves and we say this in the Bamei Madlikim. And then the Mechaber had said, the Hifrash de Mechala, the Mishnah Berurah comments in Sivkot Yud Gimel. Nowadays as well, we don't say this. We don't ask this. And he says, V'ayin tshuvas k'neses yicheskel, sinun chav gimel, shekos of tam lozeh. It brings a reason why we don't, which we'll see in a moment, the Dir Shavuot number 20. But the Mishnah Berurah first says, Af be'erud Pesach, bevadei tzorach l'shom. But in erud Pesach, you do have to say, Hifrash them, did you take off the challah? We'll see in a moment why this is the case. V'imchol b'Shabbos, tzorach l'shom be'erud Shabbos, ayin shom. And if erud Pesach comes out on Shabbos, then you should ask this on erud Shabbos. Now what's this reasoning? What's the Mishnah Berurah alluding to over here? So you see in Dir Shavuot number 20, it brings down from the Knesset Sichesko, v'nei sha'afim will be free from erud Shabbos, because if you didn't take off challah on erud Shabbos, nowadays in Chutz Laaretz, we have a simple takana. You can eat whatever you want on Shabbos and just leave over a little bit, and retroactively that little bit that you left over will be the challah. And therefore it's not a problem, so therefore we don't say it today hifrash them, did you take off the challah? Because even if you didn't, we can still take care of it on Shabbos. But that's why bedavka, when Erev Pesach comes out, you can't take off and leave the excess because it's Pesach. And if you're dealing with Erev Pesach Shecholios b'Shabbos, so then you're eating challah rolls on Shabbos morning, and you can't say, well, whatever's left over, that I'll be giving as my challah over here because you're not allowed to have it in your possession. You have to get rid of it. So that's why on Erev Pesach bedavka, you should go and say hifrash them as a challah if that is something that is being done, that people are baking chametz over here that will be used on Shabbos of Erev Pesach. Finally, we conclude with Siv Katan Yudalit in the Mishnah Brura that the word was hadliku with a patach tachasahe beloshun sivui. This is a command. Hadliku, now go and light the candles. The ain shayach shela. This isn't a question over here like isartem. Did you take off trumas and isos? Eraptem. Did you make an erev chatzeros? Hifrashtem challah. Did you take off challah? So it's not asking, Hidlika Wesener, did you light the candles? It's saying, now you can go light the candles. Why? The Haroish Lahudlak, because he sees that the candles aren't lit. So it's not a question over here. The issue with number 21 does bring down, however, if you're in a different room, and if you don't know if the candles are being lit, so then you do say it in the question, Hidlika Weseneros with the Chirik underneath there. So that's the appropriate way to ask, did you light the candles, if you aren't in the room where you can see whether the candles are lit or not. Finally, the Mishnah concludes and he says, V'hu adin, she has hirem, she ifsiku melasos melacha. Mishnah says it's also now very appropriate to tell everybody, please stop doing any melacha. V'imu'oz v'beis ha-medrash, o b'mokamacher, and if the husband is not home, he's either in shul already, he's in the beis medrash, or he's someplace else, tzorech l'shloach acher, she has hirem lozeh. Then he has to designate somebody to make sure all of these things are in fact being done. With that, that concludes Simen Reish Samach. And now we begin beautiful Reish Samach Aleph, which deals with Siman Hadlokas and Eros L'Shabbos. When should a person light their Shabbos candles on Friday afternoon? So the Mechaber starts off in Sif Aleph, and he says, Sofei Chashecha, if it's already a question, is it dark outside? In other words, V'hu Bein HaShmashos, you're already in the Bein HaShmashos period of time, so then you're not allowed to light candles at that point in time. You're not allowed to do Melachos during that period of time, and therefore the Mechaber is now going to give us an entire list of things that you can't do during this Bein HaShmashos time, including lighting the candles, because it is a Sofek, is it Shabbos? And if it's a Sofek, if it's Shabbos, then you're over in Issa Deraisa. If it really is Shabbos, if you do these Melachos that are in Issa Deraisa. We'll see, things that are in Issa Derabanan, and it's a mitzvah, if you need to have something done, you're allowed to do this, as we'll see at the end of today's shir and tomorrow's shir. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Aleph tells us, what is this Bein HaShmashos? V'im nistapek migiyah azman l'Bein HaShmashos gam kenos. And if you're not sure whether it's Bein HaShmashos or not, so then we also go l'chumra over here and say that it is Bein HaShmashos. The Chavetz Chaim in Bir Halacha Dibra Maskul Bein HaShmashos tells us, why is it not a Sfek Sfeika, and you should be allowed to do this? Sufik, one, number one, is it Bein HaShmashos? Sufik, number two, even if it is Bein HaShmashos, maybe it's not Shabbos, maybe it is. So why isn't this a classical Sfek Sfeika, and Sfek Sfeika is normally Mutter? So he brings down that something is not called a Sufik if other people know, but you happen not to know. So you don't know, you don't have your watch on, you don't know yet if it's the Zman for Bein HaShmashos, but other people do, so that's not called a Sufik, and therefore it's not a Sfek Sfeika in this situation. Now the Ramah defines for us again over here what exactly is Bein HaShmashos. He tells us, V'hainu kidei shir hiluch shloshes rivei mil. The time of the twilight is a period of time that it takes you to walk 3/4 of a mil. A mil is a kilometer roughly, 2,000 amos, which comes out to roughly about a kilometer. Not a mile, but a kilometer. And this is beginning achar shkiyas hachama. This is after the conclusion of shkiyas hachama. So the Mishnah Berurah explains over here in Siv Katan Beis that this is going like the opinion of the Rabbeinu Tam and Tosos, Hainu Achar Sof Shkia, at the conclusion of the sun setting, which is a period of time, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, the Ladasa Tosos Shulchan Aruch, Nimshoch Mitchilas HaShkia at Sofa Yosef Mishlosha Milim, that this is the amount of time after the sun has set, what we call Shkia, there's still a period of time that it takes you to walk 3 mil plus, actually 3 and roughly 1/4 mil. We'll learn it tomorrow. Shir the achakach maskil hazman the Bein HaShmashos, and at that point, which we call Rabbeinu Tam zman, so then you have the last 18 minutes of the day of the sun setting. That's the twilight period of time as you enter into night. And tomorrow shir we'll discuss this more. So here, we'll go back into the Ramah. The Ramah tells us that this shir mil hu shlish shah, it's a third of an hour, 20 minutes. Pachos chelik shloshim. Less a 30th of an hour, which is 30 into 60, is 2 minutes, and therefore this is 18 minutes. This is the shear that it takes a normal person to walk 1 mil, 2,000 amos, it takes them 18 minutes. There are other opinions that say it takes longer. This is the whole question of 18-minute shmura matzah, whether you have a Rabbeinu Tam Zman of 72 minutes, or you have a Rabbeinu Tam Zman of 96 minutes. This is all totally in how much is the shear, somewhere between 18 and 24 minutes for a normal person to walk a meal. In any event, now we conclude with the Mechaber, who says, during this period of time of Bein HaShmashos, whether you hold like Tosos, the Rabbeinu Tam over here, that we just said that this period of twilight is at the end of the 4 mil time period that is from the beginning of the Shkia until Tzeis HaKochavim, or whether you hold like the Gonim, like many people today hold, the Vilna Gon's opinion, that it's from the beginning of the Shkia, the first 13 and 1.5 minutes, the Shloshes Rive Mil, it's 3/4 of a mil. So if the mil is 18, so then 3/4 of that is 13.5 minutes. So it's either the first 13.5 minutes after the sun is set, or the last 13.5 minutes before it's Vaday Tzeis HaKochavim. These are the two main shitas over here of Bein HaShmashos between the Vilna Gaon and the Rabbeinu Tam, as they're commonly referred to. In any event, during this period of time, the Mechaber tells us, "Ein ma'asrinus avada." You're not allowed to take off trumas and ma'asrus from something that vada needs to have trumas and ma'asrus taken off from it. That is something that is forbidden to do. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Sifkat and gimel afilu b'ma'aser peiros to every rabbanon." This is even true for stuff that is only mechuyev on a rabbanon level. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and dalit says, "Vaday dahavalei mekinesaki." And the reason why this is not allowed is because it's if you're fixing something. V'adin she'asul lahafrish chala af bechutz loritz. And likewise, you're not allowed to go take off chala in chutz loritz. And he adds, V'chomer chalas chutz loritz yosvi meiser. This is even stricter for taking off challah than it is taking off trumas and meisus. Dilin meiser min lo mayo challah. In regards to food on Shabbos, if you have nothing else to eat on Shabbos, to have a litzorach mitzvah, you would be allowed to go and take off trumas and meisus because it's a litzorach mitzvah of onik Shabbos. The Kaimelon and the rabbis have ruled the lo gazru al shvus ben hashmashul is a litzorach mitzvah, and it's only a shvus over here. It's not an issa deraisa. It's only an issa derabbanan of be misaking your item over here, and therefore, Letzorach mitzvah for Onik Shabbos, you would be allowed to do this. Ukemoshe pasuk lekame, as we've already learned. Ulin chala, however, in regards to hafrashas chala, yesh lahachmir b'kol gavne. You do have to be more machmir because shari chala is chutz loritz yochol lecho below hafrasha. Because in regards to chala over here, you can eat this dough that you have made without taking off chala, as we've already pointed out in Dershavut number 20 from the Knesset Yecheskel. This whole discussion that was alluded to by the Mishnah Berurah before. Ulishayir mat at achas Shabbos. So leave over a little bit, and that will be your chala retroactively. Lahafrish mina mishuyer. And therefore, you can do it in that way and not have to be over the Issur Derabbanan of being mafrish challah during the Bein HaShmashos period of time. Locate Kishachol Shabbos b'Erev Pesach. So when Shabbos comes out on Erev Pesach, so then v'lo ifrish challah mi'amatzah b'Erev Shabbos mi'bo yom. And you haven't yet taken off the challah from the matzah. So then mutar lahafrish af b'Erev Shabbos Bein HaShmashos. You're allowed to in that situation take it off. D'yev shalechol u'shayir chaticha mikol matzah, because you can't go and leave a separate piece of every matzah afterwards. V'hu adinim lo ifrish challah mi'bo yom mi'alechem chomei shiocha b'bokim Shabbos. And the same thing applies over here. Certainly, if there was actual chametz over here. So since you can't physically do it in this situation, then you'd be allowed to be mafrish challah during that Bein HaShmashos, but otherwise you shouldn't. Next item the Mechaber tells us, v'ein matbilim es hakelim, you can't be tovel your kelim. Now, Mishnah Berurah explains the Sifkat and Hay, ha-Mechaber heretik loshon ha-Mishnah in Shabbos Lamed Daled. The Mechaber is quoting us the language that the Mishnah B'mem Adlikin is telling us. Av she'enu noegata, we don't anymore go in tovel kelim for dinim of Tumah and Tara. Fortunately, those laws are not applicable today. Da Mishnah, I really in lahatu kelim to masin, and the Mishnah there in Bamem Adlikin is talking about being tovel kelim to remove their tumah from them. Mishum de nafgamino mizela didon, but there is a practical ramification of this for us in regard to leinyan tfilas kelim chadoshim when we purchase new utensils hanikocha minha eino yehudi, when we buy from a non-Jewish person, so we have the minog to be tovel them. Ledas also let bilam Shabbos, and according to those that say you're not allowed to be tovel those kelim on Shabbos, as we'll learn in Simin Shin Chof Gimel, the also nami leditu let bilam bein hashmo. So you wouldn't be allowed to be told them as well during the Bein HaShmashos. The reasoning is, Vatan, Mishum Denirik Misakin is a kli, because it looks like you're fixing the kli. Before you couldn't use it, now you can. Now you can use it after the tefila. However, Ach, Imhu Tzorek, L'Shabbos, Ve'in L'Ach, if you need this for Shabbos, you don't have any other utensil, Yochel Litbo Bein HaShmashos L'Orkadin, then you could in fact do this and even make a bracha on such a tefila. Then the Mechaber says, "Vein madlikin esneiros." You're not allowed to light the candles during this period of time in Bein HaShmashos. And the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Vav explains, "But there is afilu tzorach mitzvah." Here, it's a mitzvah. You are still not allowed to do this. She is bata leidezeh misud the Shabbos. The mitzvah here is that you won't enjoy su the Shabbos, the chiyah gavna or anything like that. This sfeika daraisi, but this since this is a Bein HaShmashos, maybe it's daraisa. You're not allowed to do this over here. And even after the fact, if you did light the candles or did any of these other melachos, also lehenos minan, you're not going to get any benefit from it on Shabbos. As if you did it on Shabbos itself, the osur, it's not allowed to get any benefit from it. Even if you did it accidentally, as we will learn. Finally, the last thing that we bring down today, the Ein Ma'arvin Eruvei Techumim. You likewise now make an Eruv Techumim, and the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat and Zion, the Begamara Yesh Smach L'Eruv Techumim Mikra, that this is an Issa Daraisa to a certain extent. There's allusions to Tchum in the Psukim, Da'akein, Chomir Da'afilu Dvar Mitzvah Asur, and even for Dvar Mitzvah, you're not allowed to do this because of this strictness. This is the opinion of all the Shabbos. The Lush is more Mekel, the Dvar Mitzvah. Both the Bisa brought down in the Iri, according to the lenient opinion. And we'll see the rest of this in Yitzhak Hashem tomorrow's shiur. That concludes today's shiur.